The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
And so you come today, my beloved brethren, to pray for the Father's love, that eternal blessing that shall be your saving grace. I am James E. Paget, and I come to you today to acknowledge your efforts and your commitment to the truth of the Father's love. How many have come close to this truth, but have turned away? How many misunderstand this truth and add embellishments and ideas to it that lead them down different paths and directions beyond the simple truth and the power of the gift of this love? I, for one, came a hair's breadth from turning away. I was not committed to bringing through these channeled messages in the beginning. I was skeptical. I was even irascible in my rejection of Jesus's first attempts to bring his message through me. And yet Jesus, with all his humility and love and persistence, continued to work with me, to be by my side, and for some time, my constant companion. For this is what it took to bring me into alignment with the truth and with Jesus's efforts to bring the truth to humanity. Now, if I had turned away, I'm sure that there would have been others down the road who would have listened. But indeed, the time that I lived and the conditions that I lived within, a great war was raging. There were many changes and events in the world. They were both wondrous and horrific. This was the time where these messages were required more than ever. And yet, as I look around me today in your world, I see that this time as well is in great need of transformation and harmony. And so I urge you, my beloved and beautiful friends, to bring the message of God's love to those who will listen, to live the message of God's love with every breath you take, to acknowledge this message no matter where it may have come, no matter what words inspired you. But indeed, you opened your heart and soul to God in response to these promptings. And this is what is needed in your world. Those who are willing to be vulnerable to God, those who are willing to stand up for the truth, those who can put aside their judgments and all conditions that are not of love and walk in the light of his love, be his instruments, his channels of love. for the world is in great need of change, and the world will change. You have been reassured of this. And will you be active participants in a changing world? Will you allow yourself to be transformed with this great gift of love? Will you walk in the light and be a light? Will you speak of truth and be that glowing light of truth that shall shine upon many souls and be God's instrument for this purpose? It is for you, my beloved friends, to take up the banner, the torch of truth, to walk forward. If you wish to honor me and the work that was accomplished through me, then I say to you, be God's instrument of truth. Walk in the light of truth. Do not allow your doubts and fears to overtake you and turn you away, but march forward, ever forward, into the light. And God will ensure that your soul will find its transformation. It will be redeemed in love, and in time, you too will enter the celestial kingdom. This is God's promise to you. This has been stated in many different ways, through many different channels and mediums and instruments, Jesus being the most prominent and powerful of those instruments. Will you be God's instrument? Will you proclaim the truth? Will you walk in the light? The world needs you, my friends. The world is in deep need of you. May you find your way to those gifts and purpose that reside within your soul, finding all the treasures that lay within. All that is there that may be expressed and developed through God's love. My blessings are with you, my friends. I thank you for your tributes. And I, in turn, give you a tribute, for you have overcome the barriers and the resistance and all that is in the human condition to be with God in the truth of his love. How wonderful you are, beloved souls of God, his children, coming to be with him, leaving behind the vestiges of an old and tired ideas of the human race and seeking something new and fresh, yet old and ancient, the power of love to transform you and all that which is around you. May we walk together, my friends. May we truly be an instrument for God, a channel for his love and truth, and that many may find comfort and healing and a path to atonement with our great Creator. God bless you, my beloved friends, and I thank you dearly for your tributes. I am James Patchett. My love is with you. God bless you. May the peace and glory of his love rain upon you, beloved souls. My disciples, all who carry the banner of truth. I am your brother and friend, Jesus, and I come to bless and to uphold and to encourage you, my beloveds, upon the path divine. May the gifts of his love continue to awaken you, refresh you, and transform you. It is given freely to those who seek it and ask for it. It is given to each of you who have found your way to this truth. It is given to all souls who are eager to be with God and his love. I bless you, beloved souls, each one, beautiful lights, beautiful souls created by God, in all the wonderment and glory of God's creation. May you be blessed and uplifted. May you come to know the purity and grace of a soul transformed in love. May you know the peace that passes all understanding. May you be free of the burdens of this dark world and walk in the freedom and light of the Father's hand upon you. God bless you, beloveds. God bless you. My love is with you. I am Jesus, Master of the Celestial Kingdom, and your brother and friend. God bless you. May the path of truth be yours, my friends. I am Yogananda. I come to demonstrate that the truth of God's love may be expressed through many different individuals who come from many parts of your world and many aspects of the world of spirit. For the truth knows no boundaries. The truth of God's love is available to all. Do not think that because you have your idea and concept of truth, that this is the only approach, the only way. It is indeed a powerful way and a clear road that you take. But there are others in your world who are seeking truth and seeking God. And they may not use your words. They may not see things from your mindful perspective. But indeed, you and they have hearts aglow with the desire to be with God. And so I urge you to embrace your brothers and sisters who are not of your ilk and culture and ideas. For this is meant to be a truth that is available to all and is carried to all corners of the world. May you truly be that instrument of love without any inhibition or prejudice, or fear, but pure love, my friends, pure love, for this is what will change the world. And so you are given a great advantage and blessing. Utilize this to the best of your abilities. Express it through your highest self, your soul, and be truly one who walks in the light. In this way, many will be drawn to you. And even those who do not understand your language, your words, will feel your light and that which glows all about you. This is the power of God's love, the great blessing of his love. Be that blessing. Express that gift in all manner and ways that God has imbued you with, those gifts that you carry, those aspects of your soul and your being, expressing love, expressing truth. May God bless you, my friend, and keep you on the path divine. I am Yogananda, and I am privileged to speak with such wondrous souls who have come to assure you upon the path. I am humbled, and I am grateful for this opportunity. God bless you, my friends. I am Yogananda. And I love you. I love you dearly, brothers and sisters of souls awakening and lights glowing. In truth, God bless you. Many gather with you, my friends. I am your teacher and friend, Confucius. There are many from the world of spirit who gather around you at this time. And you have been brought to a place, a gathering place, high above the earth plane. Each of you are there in your spirit bodies, though some of you feel firmly planted upon the earthly plane. I assure you that you are part of this gathering, and indeed we all gather together to honor our friend, and indeed we will honor him for all eternity, will we not? Or it is his choice and effort to bring the truth of God's love through him to humanity. Did not our beloved brother Jesus choose well in this great effort? Or indeed, what came through him is full of truth. The books that are published from this glow in light. And some are able to see this and recognize it. So many, so many have benefited from these efforts. And you have, many of you have. So I acknowledge you, my friends. I see you as the forerunners to a great movement, a great effort in your world to eradicate the conditions of error and darkness and bring forth light and truth. May you be successful in your ventures, for God has you firmly in his embrace. and God will continue to protect you and guide you in these efforts, my friends, beautiful children of God. May you be blessed. May you be blessed. Deeply blessed. God bless you. Confucius loves you, beloved souls. I love you. You are loved by many, and God loves you beyond measure. God bless you. I honor you all in love and truth. And I'm Helen. I merely wish to say a few words of acknowledgement to my dear husband and soulmate. How much I love him, and I too honor him for his work. For I have benefited, and many, many souls have benefited from this work that Jesus initiated. And my dear Ned accepted his invitation. And so we are here, 100 years in the future, where I see that the word of God's truth and love continues to flourish in the world. And it will grow, my friends. It will grow and be commonplace in your world. Have faith in this, pray for this, and be a part of the proliferation of this truth. May God bless you. I am Helen, and I too work for the truth and the dissemination of this truth, not only in your world, but in many worlds, in the spirit planes. God bless you. God bless you all. My love is with you.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.